Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Behind the Black. This is Thanksgiving subscription donation time because we're speculating about all being spacemen someday, but there are negatives. And Bob is taking us to a study on ISS, turning up new negatives all the time. It's not going to be science fiction, just jump from one ship to another. What do we know about what it does to the human body? Extended weightlessness, Bob.
Weightlessness. Well, yeah, this new study had to do with changes in the eyeballs. A previous many studies over the last half century started with the Russians, but with Skylab and the American ISS and Mir stations, the Russian Mir station, we found that your bone density gets weakens, which means your bones become fragile. Your cardiovascular system gets very weak. Your spine straightens, causes back pain. One of the more recent discoveries is vision problems. They discovered that the eye flattens in weightlessness, which affects, and this is what the new study has found, looking at 28 individuals that flew on ISS for long missions. They found that about half of them had this problem, a little more than half, actually, about half, where the eye flattened and it caused vision problems. This study also found is that women had less of a problem this than men. Of course, the study has a very small number of people, so they recognize that that distinction between men and women might not be valid. But this is just another example of why we really need to do in orbit experiments with some form of artificial gravity. It might not be necessary to duplicate Earth gravity completely. Maybe only 10% Earth gravity will do, but we need to do some of that research, and we have not for many reasons. ISS, NASA, they just have not done it. They canceled the centrifuge experience they're going to put on board. I mentioned in the first segment, John, BASTS Haven 2, largest space station built in the shape of a cross of modules that can rotate. That's brilliantly designed for doing exactly this kind of research. Because if you rotate that cross, as you move outward within the modules along the cross lines, your gravity would increase. So they could do a lot of research at a whole range of gravity amounts to find out what's the most optimum gravity for interplanetary ships. And it might not be 1G. It might only be, like I say, 10%. If it is that, the engineering difficulties go way down. And this is something we need to learn because, once again, the problems of weightlessness over a long period of time going to another planet are significant. Right now, if you took a mission to Mars and you had a weightlessness for 6 months to get there, it's very unlikely you could function on the surface once you landed. You know, astronauts come back from 6 months and they have to be carried out of the capsule usually and put in launch chairs. They can't walk right away. Now, Mars has less gravity, but it's still the same problem. So we really need to do this research, and this study only confirms the need.
VAST is going to have a centrifuge like spinning, right? And there.
Yeah, that's the whole station. They're going to design the station so they could rotate the whole station with a core in the center and then a cross of modules going out.
Did they know something that NASA didn't know?
No, it's a case of a private company being innovative and creative and smart. NASA is a government agency. It means it's stupid. It doesn't focus on
all right, Bob, but we
research.
Can demonstrate over time that there's damage to the astronauts who spend a long, long time in that space station. Some of it is repaired when they come back. Some of it might not be. And they let that happen for how many years now? Decades.
Yep. Yep, yep. You remember also they also noticed foam damage on the shuttle and didn't do anything about it. And they noticed other problems like O-ring problems and didn't do anything about it. It's a government agency.
I know. But has there ever been a study? Is anybody doing the work about what NASA did and did not do with protecting its astronauts and getting ready for extended space?
I'm talking about it. I've been talking about it for 5-10 years, writing
right,
about this
right.
For 20 years. That the problem is that we too often see NASA as this wonderful thing. And it isn't.
All right. All right. I understand. VAS is good doing the right thing. America does everything wrong until it gets it right. Fine. Bob Zimmerman, your subscriptions and donations are most welcome for the Thanksgiving season. We'll go spacefaring the next time. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.